Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. I want to cover a topic that is hard as hell when you're a business owner, because I feel like no one taught me this. No one taught me what to do, what to say, how to go about it, all that type of stuff. So what I'm talking about is when you have a client that signs up, okay? All is well, you throw yourself a party, a client signed up, amazing, fun. But then this said client gets cold feet and wants to back out of their contract. Or suddenly they tell you that they can't make the funds, they can't do this, they can't do that, they have to leave. It's scary. You don't know what to do. You freeze because you're like, holy shit, these people signed a contract, but now they're telling me they're not going to pay me? They're backing out? Did I do something wrong? Did I not do enough? What is happening? Am I going to be a beep if I tell them that they can't back out? Let me walk you through how to navigate that, how I navigate it, how I set my boundaries within my clients so that they know what I stand for and what my business stands for. And don't worry, you're not going to sound like a beep, okay? I'm going to walk you through it. No worries. I know. The first time it happened to me, I remember like feeling like I had a mini heart attack, but it's all good. Gonna teach you the ins and outs. So, you know, some of the most deep conversations happen during times when your clients are doubting themselves, when they're like, I don't know if I could do it. Like, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but nothing's working. You know, those type of conversations. You must have had them. You must have had them with your coach. You know, I know I've had it with my mentors before. Or, you know, when they're trying to navigate what's going on in their life using their emotions. Like, I still remember one of my clients, their car broke down, so they had a random, like, big financing thing that they had to do. So they start panicking, like, I don't know if I could afford your coaching right now. And, you know, the best thing to do is to choose to be the safe and neutral mentor to lead them through this hard life decision that they're trying to make. And help them make the best decision for themselves. Not the best decision for your business, or not the best decision so that they could flake on you or whatnot, but the best decision overall. It's a win-win for both of you guys. You know? So when people say that they value you and your time and their money and all that stuff, but then their true colors come out and they're like, well, I can't pay for you. You're horrible if you're not going to give me a refund, all that type of stuff. I want you to take a deep breath and really think about what you're going to say before you respond, because the last thing you want to do is come at your client with the mindset, the scarcity mindset, where you're like, oh my God, I really need this money. I already thought I earned this money. What's going to happen to me now? My business is failing. No, take a deep breath, because you're going to need to enter neutrally, safely, and calmly into this conversation. And I recommend getting on the phone with them so that you could really have a heart-to-heart with them. So number one, you have to lead with empathy, understand their situation, hear them out. Then only you could really walk them through what's going to happen. Try to collaborate with lots of options, whether that's extending the payment plan, holding off for a month of one payment, and then continuing later. Whatever feels like it's a win-win for you and the client. Making them understand the boundary that the contract has been signed. Legally, they are bound to the contract. This is what has been signed. You could even go over the contract with them in an empathetic way, just really making them understand that this is your boundary, this is your business, and it's not a you versus me situation. It's how can we make this work for the both of us? And just remain neutral in whatever decision that they're making. And stop, like, freaking out over pausing or canceling. This is all about creating that win-win situation for the both of you guys. And what I found is whenever I remain neutral, safe, and just calm in this situation, held this talk over the phone, really set my boundary in place, we always found a solution. Whether that was extending the payment plan for a month or two, you know, skipping 1 month and continuing for a longer period of time, maybe paying a lump sum later and paying a smaller amount for the next month or two. There's always a solution that could be made. And I feel like when you go about it in a neutral, calm way and you lead with empathy, a solution will be found. So take a deep breath. And if this is a conversation that you have to be having soon, everything will be fine. Just remember that it's going to be a win-win situation for you both, but at the same time, you have to respect your boundaries. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to leave me a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends so that I know to create more episodes like this. And if you loved the value that was thrown your way, go check out my new podcast called All About That Mom Life, where I literally share the nitty-gritty details about being a new mom, being a business owner, and how I'm balancing it all. I can't wait to see you guys on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.